Johnson came in, and Brunner opened his mouth to him. Something about being called a name not being a big thing.
You call me a cootie, I'm going to kick your ass too,
Johnson said.
You said what?
Brunner was about 6'3 and as bulky as a football player.
I said I was going to kick your ass if you call me out my name.
Johnson got up and walked over to Brunner. Brunner looked at Johnson, shook his head, and picked up a magazine. He didn't want any part of Johnson. I couldn't stand the smell of the insect repellent, and it woke me up in the middle of the night when I put my arms near my head because that's where I put most of it. I looked around and saw Brew kneeling by the side of his bed praying. It was a good idea. I felt a little guilty about waiting until I got to Nam to think about God. On the other hand, I didn't want to not be close to God. I checked Brew out again, and he was praying away. I started out with the Lord's Prayer as best as I could remember it, got messed up with the part about trespassing, and gave it up. When I was small, Mama used to say a prayer with me before I went to sleep. It was before Kenny was born, and things had been pretty good for us. When I got bigger, she used to say it with Kenny. The night Daddy left, she came in and sat on Kenny's bed and started saying it. And Kenny saw her crying, and he started crying too. When she got to the part about dying before you wait, I put my head under the cover. I didn't say it in Nam either. The sound of incoming choppers woke us up in the morning. A moment later, we were being yelled at, whistles were blowing, and the morning cursing had started. The air outside was still and muggy, but I could smell cordite in the air. Lieutenant Carroll was near a tree, and I went over to him and asked him what was going on.
"Beats the hell out of me," he said.
He had coffee in his canteen cup, a cigarette between his fingers, and was leaning against a tree to take a leak. He peed all over his pants.
"The next time I join a war, I'm going to get circumcised first," he said. "How are you doing?"
"Good," I said. "How'd the patrol go yesterday?"
"Bad. Nothing happened, but I don't think we should have been out there."
"Stuart?"
He shrugged and walked away. We got powdered eggs and cold potatoes for breakfast. Then Lieutenant Berger from Delta Company came over. I thought he had something important to say, but he had the mail, which was pretty important. Nobody in our squad got mail but Johnson. He got a bill from the telephone company. After breakfast, things settled down to a boring normal. Lobel said that he weighed 173, and Wallowick said that he should lose weight.
"You should take some of that candy they have," Wallowick said.
Lobel and Wallowick went through some magazines until they found an ad for the candy that was supposed to make Lobel lose inches from his waistline.
"Perry!"
Lieutenant Carroll called me to the front of the hooch.
"Bring your gear."
I got my gear and went outside. He told me that he had to supply one man for a patrol with Charlie Company, and since I had missed one patrol with the squad, it had to be me. He said he was sorry, and that I shouldn't be a hero.
"Don't sweat it," I said.